Welcome back to Regional Radio. Sean Malone now joined by Johnny Veland, the new athletic director for Valley Caledonia. So, Johnny, congratulations on taking the job at Valley.
Thank you.
So, when did you officially take the position, and how long have you been in it now?
I took it in June. I think it started July 2nd was the first day of training, I guess. Chad Middleton, the former athletic director, has been helping me out a lot. He's now the principal, high school principal, and he's been helping me. It's a lot of stuff, a lot to learn, a lot of stuff to get, a lot of people to meet, a lot of people to try to get to help you, you know, as you're going along. Because I'm in a new area. I'm not from more down south. I'm more up in the mid-Missouri. So I don't really know a whole lot of people down there. So getting to know more people has been, you know, the big thing, all the athletic directors around the area.
Well, that takes me to my next question then. Give us an idea on your background before you came to Valley Caledonia.
I coached, I went to college at Lindenwood University, played basketball there, also Merrimack, Central Methodist. I jumped around a little bit. After college, I went overseas, played some semi-pro over there, and then came back and got into coaching here. New Haven, Missouri is where I'm from. I went back there, coached junior varsity boys there for a while. This past year, I went down to Exeter, Missouri. I coached high school girls down there for a year, and then I jumped back up here to Valley, and now I'm going to coach high school boys and be the athletic director as well.
So you played basketball overseas. What country did you play for?
Well, over in Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. So what was that like?
It was a different experience. Basketball was all the same, but it's a job. It was every day. It was doing something you love every day. You wake up, play all day long, go to bed, do it all over again. It was something, you know, always dreamed about doing, did it, loved it, wish I could still do it.
What was your favorite part about playing overseas?
Favorite part? I don't know. Really just, I mean, I guess just a different atmosphere, different type of ball. I mean, it wasn't really different, but, I mean, yeah, the guys learning from different coaches, playing a different kind of style of basketball. Slow, fast, all kinds of different speeds on the court. Getting to know new people is always the good thing. You know, politics is the way to go in this world, it seems like. And getting to know people to go somewhere is what you got to do.
They say, at least at the pro level, that the European game is very different than the American game of basketball. They play very different styles. Does that kind of translate too with college basketball in the United States playing very differently than pro basketball overseas?
Well, I thought it was going to at first, but my coach over there was American, so he kind of brought his American style over to Europe, over to Luxembourg. So it wasn't much of a difference because he was trying to install, you know, what he's learned in, you know, the United States and brought over there. So, I mean, I kind of just gelled really well. And like I said, the best thing about that was he was an American coach, so, like, we kind of were on the same page, knew what we wanted and what we needed to do. So kind of, like, gelled really quickly, so it made it more, I guess, made it exciting right off the bat. It didn't take a while to learn because I already knew what he wanted to do and stuff like that.
What was the name of the coach, and what was the name of the team as well?
Griffin.
It was what?
Griffin's name, Johnny Griffin. He was from California. I believe he's still over there. I haven't really spoke to him in a couple of years, but I think he's still over there.
Would you say that since you're now a head coach that you've learned some things from him playing overseas under him?
Yeah, well, I've learned, every coach I've played for, I've learned something for. I've actually been very lucky growing up. Every coach I've played for is in the Missouri Hall of Fame as a coach, from Ray Steinhoff to Randy Albright to Jeff Sherman. My college coach at Lindenwood should be there someday, Ryan Chirpka, if we'd ever go back and doing it. I mean, I've been really lucky with that, you know, getting the best coaches, learning different styles from each and every one of them. I mean, every one of them coached differently. I mean, also Coach Graham, he coached at Flow Valley, and he was over in Illinois for a long time. He was also a great influence on me. I mean, like I said, I've been lucky with the coaches I've had. I mean, everybody has a different style, but every style I loved and adapted to it pretty quickly. And I actually put that into my game as well and into my coaching as well. I mean, so it's been nice. Hopefully someday I can be there as well alongside them.
Alongside your duties as head coach of the basketball team at Valley Caledonia, you're also going to be the athletic director there. And even though it's a small school, they do a lot of big things there, including the Valley Caledonia tournament. What are you most looking forward to as the athletic director?
Oh, I'm looking forward to, like, just trying to, I mean, I know it's a good program. Chad's been doing it for the last 5-6 years, and I've Milutinov, he's been doing great. I know every team has their, you know, ups and downs, and that's just everywhere. And taking over, I'm just ready to take this program, you know, help take this program to the next level. Coming from New Haven, it's also a small town. I want to make Caledonia a spot on the map where people can remember or say, hey, I've heard of there, you know, stuff like that. I mean, so just try to make Caledonia, you know, fun. Let the kids enjoy playing the sports, you know, and get out there and win. And, you know, you only get 4 years of high school, and after that, you always get to look back and, you know, say, hey, I did this, or, you know, no regrets.
Beyond just the scope of basketball, is there any other responsibility as athletic director, maybe working with another sport or something like that, that you're looking forward to?
Oh, no, I'm actually looking forward to being a high school PE teacher, to be honest with you. You can interact with all the kids, just so much the boys' basketball team, but I get to interact with all the boys and girls from junior high to high school, even elementary, just helping every one of them. I mean, the main goal is to see them all graduate, go to college, and, you know, do great things in this world, you know. I just look forward to being that coach, you know, the player, the teacher, whoever you want to be, the person where, you know, when you sit down in college and they say, hey, who, I guess, how would you say, like, you know, how someone says, what teacher made the biggest role in your life? You know, I'm looking to be that person. I want to be that person where they look back and be like, man, Coach V was the guy who, you know, helped me get to where I was and did this and did that, you know, helped me succeed to be what the person I should be.
We're talking with Coach V. Lind. He's going to be the new, not just head basketball coach, but athletic director at Valley Caledonia High School. Coach, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll be in touch once the tournament comes closer.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
That is Johnny V. Lind joining us here on Regional Radio.